Hi, everybody. My name's Mary Ann Drake. I have no conflict of interest either. I wanted to just kind of begin by, I was kind of excited because I came to the last APHA that was in San Diego, and I presented my doctoral work, and it was at a round table, and one person showed up. So I was thrilled to have this many people in the room. And I must even tell you, it brought me back to humility, because the person that showed up didn't speak English. And I think he just felt really sorry for me. So I took his business card, and I kept it on my desk for many years, just as a reminder of that particular experience. So anyway, today, my presentation is called Teaching and Technology. Yikes. And I come from Webster University in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's a smaller program, mostly for RN transfers. We have about 300 undergraduate students for RN to BSN, and then a graduate program that's probably about 80 to 100 students in family systems nursing. And some of the theoretical underpinnings, you can kind of just review some of those and how then they would relate to community health nursing. The problem, and after going through some of the sessions, I thought I should have really entitled that challenge instead of problem. But one of the biggest challenges we have with our curriculum is really the ability to provide meaningful clinical experiences over a shortened time period. All of our classes are 8 weeks, and it's one evening a week for 4 hours for 8 weeks. So, you have to figure creative ways to kind of deal with that. This is a copy of our curriculum, and really you can see that community health nursing is really one of the capstone courses that is offered at the end. And it's the only course that's 5 credit hours, which is an advantage. I think partially, really honestly, we only have 7 faculty, and 5 of us have community health background. So it kind of skews what we do a little bit. And in the first set of clinical courses are all in health promotion and health education. One focuses on the individual, then the family, then group. And every student has to take one nursing elective, and these would just be an example of some of the electives. And just because of our own background, many of these are taught from a public health perspective. I think last summer, we kind of fight over that international piece, but last summer I was able to go to Thailand with a group of students and just look at, similarities and differences in kind of the broad definition of health in both the United States and then in Thailand. So the community health nursing course is 5 credit hours in 8 weeks, 4 hours in the evening. 3 of those credits are allotted to classroom, 2 are allotted to clinical practice, and then we divide those up according to community assessment, about 16 clock hours. And then there's a more traditional clinical placement, either at a health department or with parish nurses, school nurses. But it's probably mostly observation for 16 clock hours. Now, what happened about four or five years ago is that Webster received Title III funding from the United States Department of Education. And the goal of the grant that was put together was to for teacher transformation, teacher teaching transformation. And so there was really 2 different pieces to this. One was that an Institute for Excellence in Teaching and Learning was developed on campus. And then the second piece was that there would be 10 to 15 faculty a year that would submit proposals, and we were called fellows. And we would really, we had technology people assigned to us in order to increase the technology within our particular classrooms. So in order to we received the technology support, and, you know, which was kind of a fun thing that most of us signed up for because you got a laptop. So that was nice. I kind of focused, and my presentation really today is going to just focus on three different pieces of, you know, what I developed. A web page, a little tiny bit about movie clips, and then just in the last couple months I've been using wikis to do community assessment projects with students. So, and I gotta be honest. At first, I was a little computer kind of phobic. I had some insecurities and fears as to if I was really going to be able to do that. So I love this picture because I kind of thought, let me out of here. Let me out of this computer stuff. But so this is really a copy of my particular web page that was that I developed, and my two courses that I looked at were community health nursing and leadership and management nursing. And today I'm just going to kind of focus on the community health piece, though. So I kind of divided it in terms of the web page into three different sections. The first section with the little car is information links to public health nursing. And you kind of don't get the, because of the computer programs used, my little car actually comes all the way down the road, like, and then at the very end, the nurse kind of honks, and out of the exhaust pops all of these helpful links. But I wasn't really able to do that today. And then my next piece is more of a focus on nursing history. And how I really used these websites was twofold, really. It became a tool for teaching and kind of building the classroom experience and material around the websites, but then it also was available at all times to students, so it offered them access to the links. And I put in, you know, different video clips for students to view, and this is an example of that. The last piece, interviewing the experts. When students went out, whether it was in their community assessments or in the clinic when they were assigned to different clinical agencies, I had them really pick a nurse that they just wanted to know more about, and they videotaped the nurses. Most of the time, we had cameras available for them to use on campus, or they could use their own video camera. And so that was that last piece, was just kind of interviewing the experts. And we got just a very diverse range of community health practice. This particular nurse worked at a homeless shelter in St. Louis, but you know, we had people in leadership positions at the health department, parish nurses, school nurses, and you know, they were probably just like maybe 5 to 10 minute interviews. The students came up with the questions themselves in class, so you know, it might change each semester. It probably changed a little bit as to what they wanted to know about public health nurses, because probably almost all of the nurses in the class were hospital-based nurses. Now, the next little piece I just want to talk just very briefly about what was the use of film and really looking at the most effective way to include film in class. And in some ways, it's really to my advantage at the school that I teach, because we have this really strong school of communication and media. So we really, you know, kind of started using each other's talents on how do you incorporate film in the classroom, what would be the most effective way. You know, an example would be Legal Action by John Travolta. And, what I did on my website was actually do little snips, and then, you know, they might be anywhere from 3 to 5 minute snips in class, and then they would be posted on the website. So it really, from term to term, it really saved me a lot of time, like running to the library, finding the film, trying to figure out exactly what piece I was going to show. This just really saved time, and students had access to it too. And then this, if nobody's heard of this new film, it's very nice little film for nursing. It's called Little Man, and it's a documentary of a couple that has a son that's about, I think he weighed 1.5 pounds at birth, and one of the couple is a film person, and she started documenting the whole course of the baby's neonatal stay, all the different crises that the little guy had, and then when he went home, she'd interview physicians, nurses, and so it just, you know, it's just rich in terms of how you can use the film for various classes. Now, what I would like to spend the rest of the time on is wikis. And you might ask, what is a wiki? And in 1995, a gentleman by the name of Ward Cunningham was waiting for a plane in a Honolulu airport, and came up with the idea of a wiki. And he wasn't really sure what he was going to name it. And apparently the transportation system from terminal to terminal in Honolulu is called Wiki Wiki, which means quick. And so he ended up naming it Wiki. And the one part of a wiki is Wikipedia, which probably most people are familiar with, and it's been a very successful, you know, sometimes I almost cringe at, you know, students using Wikipedia instead of other sources, and you think, no. But it really is a successful example of an environment to support different areas of learning. And it allows for knowledge management and continuous communication. So my thoughts, and I've just tried this now for one semester, but I'm really excited about it. There are different formats of wiki. And the one I chose is one that's called Wet Paint. And Wet Paint was intended for educational settings. And what it does is really just provides you with a shell that are designed for education. You can have your, there's a lot of advertisement that sometimes pops up on it, like with Yahoo or something, but you can request to have all the advertisement removed if you're from an educational facility. And I'll just show you some examples. This would be the particular shell, and you can see on the right-hand side there, I hope, of the various, they offer you various things, and then you can either take them out or leave them in. But homepage, syllabus, assignments, study guides, announcements, student spotlights. And then on the top, there's links embedded into the program in terms of discussion forums, photo galleries. And so this is just an example of the syllabus. If somebody would come onto the web page and hit syllabus, it would just go straight into my community health nursing syllabus. So we'll go back now to assignments, and if somebody would come in and hit assignments. This would be the assignment page for the community health assessment. And I kind of did it according to three different columns, and it's really very much what I think most programs do in terms of community assessment. But it kind of provides the students a working page, you know, what student is going to be assigned to different pieces and the schedule and deadlines in which they kind of work out amongst themselves as to when the material is needed by the group. This is just a closer picture for you. Now you can see on the under assignments, there's three different communities that this particular class picked, Baldwin, Crestwood, St. John, St. Anne. And if you hit St. John, the material then just goes to St. John. And if, as the students are collecting the material, they would just add it straight in to the program. And each of them would have access to it. So they could see, you know, like, oh, Julie kind of left out this one housing piece. I'm going to go back to the discussion board and talk to her about it. Maybe I found some really good information on housing. And so I'm going to go ahead and add what I did to the housing piece. There's also a photo gallery. And it divides the photo gallery up into albums. And so each neighborhood has their own particular album. And as students download their pictures or their slides, the end result will be a PowerPoint program. So this is just an example of some of the slides. Now what happens is I see these. I mean, I have access to this all the time too. So as I see what students are loading, I might say to the St. Anne group, hey, you need to look at St. John's slides. You know, look at the difference in some of the things between these two particular communities, maybe some similarities between the two. So it's very nice because I can have access all the time to what the students are doing in their assessment, and I know who's doing it, which kind of solves that one complaint if you have a group of students, you know, that so-and-so didn't do any of the work and I did all the work. I mean, this kind of, you have an ongoing record of who's submitting the material. Oh, now that's in a different language. That goes back to my, I hope yours is in English. Let's see, some of the strengths that, I can't read this language, but some of the strengths with this particular project is really that I just have to stay one step ahead of the students at all times. And I really can, I find that I'm really able to help them better because I really know from day to day what it is and where, what direction that they're going. And then it's great, I think, in terms of, you know, community building within the class. And it's also great because they really kind of start building their own confidence in terms of their ability to use this kind of technology. And they can just send that and take that confidence then into their own work setting. So in closing, now this really is Chinese, but it's in English. It's tell me and I'll forget, show me and I may remember, but involve me and I will understand. Thank you very much. Thank you.